Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Yep.
I was like, I'm going to participate in this bit, and then...
Gave up quite quickly.
Yeah, gave up, but not soon
that was,
enough.
That was like a glitch in the Matrix just then. That was trippy.
Right, every morning.
Before getting what I'm going to talk about, I just had a little thing come up in my thing about the mammoths.
The mammoths.
And talked about mammoths the other day, and then this story come up saying, could we eat them?
Classic.
And seriously, it was this thing about bringing them back to sort out the environment, and then someone's gone, yeah, but they're quite big, aren't they?
We could probably eat that.
But then if you can bring something back, like bring back dodos, apparently they tasted really nice, and that's why they got rid of them.
Oh,
don't
that's right,
do
yeah.
this. What is wrong with people?
Bring it back just to kill it off
but,
again.
Well, bring back a big dinosaur if you can get like a Brontosaurus burger or something like that. I don't know, but just stop it.
What sucks do you reckon, for the mammoths.
What do you reckon dinosaur meat would be like? Would it be like red meat or
well,
like
it wouldn't
chicken?
Be like chicken because, well, they are chickens when you think about it.
I feel like it would be like crocodile meat. Have you ever had crocodile?
Yeah, it tastes like chicken.
Can you eat crocodile?
Yeah, I've had a crocodile sausage.
What?
At school.
What?
Sorry, just Australian
yeah,
things.
Yeah, had a crocodile sausage.
What did it taste like, crocodile?
It was like sort of fishy chicken.
Oh, nah, gee.
It
no
wasn't
thanks.
Bad, but I didn't like it with tomato sauce. It,
oh.
Yeah.
Did it need like a tartare sauce or something?
Yeah, it would have, yeah.
So, yeah, if you know what best condiments go with crocodile. Just,
or dinosaur.
Or dinosaur, give us a text.
That is the most Aussie thing I've ever heard.
This was a
we
one-off.
Had a crocodile sausage at the school sausage sizzle.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
Hello, Rob. What else is going on?
Right. Now, I'd never heard of this before, but the news team had because they're quite clever. Circadian timing.
Circadian timing.
Now, I never heard of it before. My first thought that it was like a circadian clock, like a cuckoo clock where this big like cricket comes out.
Oh.
But no, it's not. It's the natural internal process that regulates the sleep-wake cycle and repeats roughly every 24 hours.
And this is what gets thrown off when daylight saving happens. Is that correct?
Yeah, I've got my finger. I've just
finger in the air.
Now,
hold that thought, caller.
Now, plenty of evidence suggests that human mind functions differently if it's awake at night time.
Oh, true.
Okay.
Right. Now,
is that
past,
why you feel a bit nuts when you're sort of
well,
insomnia?
Past midnight, negative emotions tend to draw our attention more than positive ones.
True.
Yeah, that scans.
Dangerous ideas grow in appeal and inhibitions fall away.
Witching hour stuff, for sure. Just trying to fall away and flip your page at the same time.
Yep.
Nearly fell off your stool in the process.
Yep, just thinking about it. Some researchers think the human circadian rhythm, sounds like something out of Mummy, is heavily involved in these critical changes in function. Summarising the evidence of how brain systems function differently after dark, their hypothesis called Mind After Midnight suggests the human body and mind follow a natural 24-hour cycle of activity that influences our emotions and behaviour.
So you go a bit goblin after midnight.
Mm. Yeah, that means at certain hours our species is inclined to feel and act in certain ways. In the daytime, I don't understand this bit, but in the daytime, molecular levels and brain activity are tuned for wakefulness.
So all your cells are like, you're awake,
yep.
Do a thing.
But at night, our usual behaviour is to sleep.
Rest.
Right? From an evolutionary standpoint, it makes sense. I mean, humans are much more effective at hunting and gathering in the daylight.
Yeah, we've got rubbish eyesight.
Yeah, and then at night time, it's time for rest and not wandering around becoming some animal's dinner.
Yeah, true.
So, now, according to researchers, to cope with the increased risk of our attentiveness to negative stimuli is usually heightened at night. Well, I probably missed that bit up, but anyway. Where it might have once helped us jump at invisible threats... This hyperfocus sounds a dramatic effect there.
Your notebooks are going to be worth so much money one day, Rob.
Yeah. I'm prepared to take money for them now.
Imagine You know how they find, like, in like tombs in the pyramids,
Rob's tomb.
There's like, you know, tablets, and they're like, this is full of information about this ancient people. One day they're gonna unearth BFM from like beneath the mass of something, and they'll be like, this is what it was all about, with Rob's notebook clutched in their hand.
It'll be the notebook and the jumper that I'm still looking for from like 3 years ago, which I've never found.
What colour is it?
It was green. Oh, it was a green jacket.
Okay. Right. I've lost all this now. Yeah. So they reckon what happens is people become very prone to risky behaviour now because we've had all these things like way back in the day.
Yeah.
But we don't really need them now, but they're still there. So they're sort of freaking people out of the night time. They concluded for 6 hours a day, we know surprisingly little about how the human brain works, whether asleep or white. Or awake, the mind at midnight is a mystery.
I feel like anyone who works in events at a bar or as a bouncer will be like, yes.
Yeah, I mean, I did two years and nights.
Yeah.
Like back in the UK, like 10 at night till 6 in the morning, like 3, 4 o'clock in the morning when you hit the wall, it's horrible.
Yeah, it does.
And it's just a horrible. So, yeah, we shouldn't be doing stuff. Like, don't come up with, don't do anything.
Go to bed.
Don't make any.
Have a
plans. But what I'd done actually, when I was reading this on the train, the mystery of midnight, I actually wrote a little poem about it.
Oh, yes, here we go. So,
well,
introducing the Bard of Bollocks. You dig? Take it away.
Right, this is called Are You Listening, Louis? Or Lewis. I don't know how you pronounce his name.
Lewis.
The mind at midnight is a mystery. It certainly is. Check your personal history. Try not to make important decisions after dark. Last time you did it, remember? You woke up in a park. Dress as the bottom half of a pantomime horse and head banging like mites. Rule number one, make major decisions in the sun. Are you listening, Louis?
Ooh. Clicks for that. Fan of and end it with a cough. Thank you very much, Bard of Bollocks.
Thank you.
We'll see you next week.
Oh, yeah. Oh, pardon me.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.
You have picked us a song, though, Rob. What have we got here?